Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 12th episode in this podcast reading series. The trial of Judgment Day continues, and the prosecution continues his opening remarks. The Son of Man will speak on our behalf. I will be reading the text of devotional prayers and modern prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 661 through 663 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatlotionpubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. I offer my blessings of love to Almighty God. I give unto God all that belongs to God, and I offer nothing in a physical sacrifice. God does not want a tithe of money or earthly riches. The Son of Man is not the same as the Angel of Peace. He did not come to make peace with Satan. Jesus Christ came to this world to prosecute the devil, and that evil one will surely pay for his crimes.
It was not enough that Satan corrupted angels. He continued his crimes and corrupted their offspring. Mankind, the fallen watchers, and their offspring have all been victims of that evil one. The crime of that one who corrupted the many has caused thousands of years of crime on earth. The sins were washed away in a great flood, but Satan's crime was not so easily corrected. Fallen watchers and Satan have been confined. It is true that they have been incarcerated, but the corrupted spirits of the Nephilim remained. The demonic spirits of angelic offspring tormented mankind. It was decreed by God that they would remain on earth. Those spirits of the Nephilim did not come from God. They have been confined on earth as a reminder of how only the righteous spirits ascend to God.
The Lord God Almighty is magnificent. The glory of the Lord is eternal life in Him. The righteous spirits will ascend to God, but the unrighteous will descend to hell. Son of Man proves the glory of the Lord. His righteousness prevails as a light in heaven, and He leads the righteous souls among mankind to ascend into heaven to be with Almighty God.
It was not enough that the corrupted spirits of the Nephilim tormented the murderers among men endlessly for 6,000 years. The evil one cursed them all with cannibalism and bloodlust. It was the Angel of Peace who confessed it all to Michael. The one whom God appointed to be advocate for the condemned was the secret one among the watchers who confessed their crimes. The honesty of the Angel of Peace is not in question, but the evil one and his demons have conspired to make him a liar. Has been the demonically possessed lunatics among men who continue to corrupt others with their Catholic lies. Those pagan devil worshippers of bloodlust and murder perverted the truth and the message of God's eternal truth.
When Jesus Christ walked the earth as a man, he told all who would listen to him,
God is eternal and is only one. The Holy Spirit is the true form of God.
Mighty is the Lord in his everlasting holy temple. The temple of the Lord is filled with his Spirit, and God blesses all who enter in his name. May the Lord bless you when you enter his temple. Son of Man is righteous and truthful, and he speaks with love, confidence, and compassion.
It was not enough that Satan did all those evils to corrupt other angels, their illegitimate offspring, and mankind. The evil one has cursed the name of Melchizedek, the very one God has chosen to be the angel of peace. The evil one has further tricked men into insulting God with the blasphemous practice of symbolic cannibalism. When with the disciples on my last day as a man, I did offer them all to drink from my cup, I gave them my promise that they would be with me when your honor has made it so for them. I did not instruct them to eat my flesh, nor did I tell them to drink my blood. Such acts of paganism were not my teaching. But this lie was the corruption of sinful men.
For more than 1,000 years on the earth, men had misled others to sin against God by their ritualistic practice of consuming bread and wine as though they were the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. Well, this concludes episode 12 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was The Prosecution. The Son of Man will prosecute Satan, and all of humanity will be judged. It is not the fault of Christ that men have lied, but the Son of Man will make the way clear. The Catholic liars will pay for their crimes, and God's justice will finally be done. The blasphemy of satanic rituals has been exposed, and all who continue these crimes will be condemned. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.